Are you registered to vote? Find out how at vote411.org. Don't miss the deadline. Every state is different. Plan to vote on November 3rd or by your state's deadline if you're voting by mail. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
It's hard to cut off the hill. Thank you, Dan. It's good, my friends, and we don't want to get fooled again. We don't. We don't want to get hacked. We don't want to get screwed. We don't want to be taken advantage of. Nobody wants to get fooled again. That's right. Jordana here. I'm filling in for Chad Hartman as he takes a beautiful day. Picked a really great day. Must have been looking at the weather. Picked a great day to have off and go golfing. A new report from the email security company Tessian reveals that 75% of IT decision makers believe the future of work will be remote or hybrid. Yet, we are learning that half, 50% of organizations have experienced security incidents while working remotely. Wow, that is a lot. That's half of us listening right now, because I know you're working remotely. I'm working remotely. Half of organizations have experienced security incidents while working remotely. We've certainly had our share of IT issues at WCCO. Thank goodness our crack IT staff is on it right away, and we now have precautions in place. But this is hard. You're not only putting your personal security at risk, you're now putting your company's security at risk by working from home. How do we fix that? Joining me now is Evan Franson. He is the CEO of FR Secure, an IT security company. Evan, I'm so happy to have you back on the show.
It's great to be here, Jordana. Thank you.
Was this news out today that half of organizations have had an IT compromised situation, security compromised situation? Was that news to you? Was that surprising? Or are you like, yeah, that happens all the time?
Yeah, being a security guy, in this industry all the time, it's not surprising. And there's a number of reasons. It's not just the fact that we're working remote, where we have different protections than what we had, in the office. But there's also so many distractions now, with kids also being at home, right, with all the things happening in the world, the election, the social justice issues. There's a lot of distractions right now, so it's difficult.
Okay, so when companies have hacks, because that's what this story is about, half of the organizations experience security incidents while working remotely. What does that mean? Does that mean somebody went in through somebody's home computer and hacked something? Does it mean it went to the main server? I mean, what does that mean for employees when you see that?
Well, the two most popular ways, the most popular way would be through phishing. So it'd be to compromise your username and password to some account that you're using at work. Often it's email. There are still many organizations who don't have what we call multi-factor authentication. So if I get your username and password, trick you into giving me that as an attacker, I can use that then to log into your email. And then from there, maybe trick somebody else into giving me something else, because now I'm using your email account.
Of course.
And eventually you can end up in people's, payroll systems, servers, you name it.
Interesting. So they can go in through an unsecure home system and then use that to manipulate those within the company on email. Okay. So does that mean at home we have to take our own personal precautions to protect our company, or does the company provide that for us?
Well, and that's a line that's still sort of gray for a lot of companies. They don't want to intrude on your privacy at home, and there's legal things that get in the way also. Where the company sort of is certain that they can leave off is with the computer that they provide to you. Now, if you're using your own home computer to
which
do things
are
for work. Right. Well, then it gets a lot fuzzier, because and now you've also got your home network, right? You've got how secure is your home network? How secure is Wi-Fi, at home? How secure is your kid's computer? Because if your kid's computer gets compromised, an attacker can potentially use that computer to attack your computer that you're using for work. So it gets a lot more complicated.
Well, you're really scaring the heck out of us, Evan. But tell us then, because so many folks, look, you're lucky if you get a computer from your company to take home. That's great. But so many people are using their personal workspace, their personal laptop or desktop. Certainly our kids are, many kids are, for school. So then give us some suggestions on what we can, just what I can do right now, what somebody at home listening can do right now to be more secure. And maybe they're common sense suggestions, but it's worth rehearing.
Well, and we provide, we created a free tool, and I don't want to tout anything. I'm not here to sell anything, but we created a free tool for people to use to assess their security at home. And it's called S2Me. It's free. It'll always be free. It's https://S2Me.io. And you can take your own assessment, but there'll be some recommendations there on what you can do to make things better. The way security works nowadays, you can't really separate your personal life from your work life as much as you used to. So the same things that you would do to protect yourself at home, you know, protecting your accounts, use multi-factor authentication everywhere, because it's more difficult. It's not hack-proof. Nothing is ever hack-proof, but it makes it more difficult. Attackers, the ones that we're trying to fight against, are all money motivated. So they're going after the biggest return on their investment, which is, you know, accounts that just have a username and password. Those are easiest.
Mm-hmm.
So if I gave you one piece of advice, it would be to turn on multi-factor authentication everywhere. Another piece of advice would be to update, to patch your computers, your computers and your mobile devices. And then maybe a third thing would be to change all default usernames and passwords on your home network devices.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. And update your computer. I was guilty of not doing that forever, and it slowed down my computer, and it's much better now. I mean, now that I'm working from home, I had to get it in great shape. So that is super helpful. Evan Franson, CEO of FR Secure. Evan, once again, leave us that website where we can do that check. That's free.
Yeah, absolutely. It's https://S2Me.io. Create an account, do it for free. You won't get sold anything. It's a public service thing.
Fantastic. I appreciate you talking to us and talking us off our ledge. Evan Franson of FR Secure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You got it. You got it.